Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
More than 60 years ago, Dr. Jonas Salk saved countless lives around the world with the development of an effective vaccine for polio. Since the turn of the 20th century, the polio virus baffled scientists, leaving hundreds of thousands of children crippled each year with no reliable prevention and no cure. For 7 years, Salk's staff at the University of Pittsburgh's Virus Research Laboratory worked to develop an effective vaccine using a killed sample of the polio virus. To demonstrate his confidence in the vaccine, Salk tested it on himself, his co-workers, and even his own family. Dr. Thomas Francis, Salk's mentor and colleague at the University of Michigan, oversaw a national field trial involving nearly 2 million children. It took a year to coordinate and evaluate the results of the study, but on April 12, 1955, the world rejoiced when Francis's report declared the new polio vaccine safe, effective, and potent. Salk was hailed as a miracle worker worldwide. Newsweek called him one of the greatest Americans. Salk further endeared himself to the public by refusing to patent and personally profit from the sales of the vaccine. Visitors to the Heinz History Center can see an original vial of Salk's groundbreaking polio vaccine in the long-term exhibition, Pittsburgh, A Tradition of Innovation.